Astrid, her Bjorklund blue eyes flashing, set her lunch bucket and two books on the counter. Now the girls are all talking about cutting their hair in fringes, too. She shook her head, setting the single wheaten braid she wore to swinging. While the other girls her age were putting their hair up to look older, Astrid, like her cousin Grace, chose convenience, both in fixing it and keeping it out of the way. You aren't wanting to do that, too? Ingeborg knew she wasn't ready for fringes or short hair like some of the women she'd seen, and she hoped her daughter wasn't either. No, Astrid's tone dismissed Sophie and the fringe as she galloped off to a new topic. Just because this is our last year, Pastor Solberg is going to work us to death. You should see all the assignments he wrote on the blackboard. Grateful for the change of subject, Ingeborg returned to rolling her molasses cookie dough. Jars of pickled beets lined the counter, ready to be carried down to the root cellar. She had relish, using up the last of the cucumbers, simmering on the back of the stove, ready to pour into jars shortly. As soon as you change your clothes, please bring in the rest of the wash, unless you'd rather fill the jars. The wash. I've been inside all day, and I need the sun. Astrid leaned around her mother and sneaked a piece of rolled dough. Laughing at her mother's half-hearted grumble, she mounted the stairs to her bedroom to change into work clothes. Still smiling at her daughter's comments, Ingeborg set the dirty eggs to soak in water while she buffed and dried the remainder. While her hands did the mundane chore, her mind roved off to pray for Håkan and Lars with the threshing crew, asking guidance from her father for the cheese business as to adding more varieties, asking blessing on the new year of school and all of the students, and praying for strength for herself. The bleeding had started again this afternoon. If it got bad again, her daughter-in-law, Dr. Elizabeth Bjorklund, Thorleif's wife, had threatened her with surgery to remove her female parts inside. Hysterectomy, she called it. Such a strange name. Lord, I thought we were through with all this foolishness. I felt better again. Ufta, can't you please take care of it so that we don't have to resort to cutting everything out? You said to ask in faith that I can say to that mountain, be cast into the sea, and it would move. Well, I've never tried to move real mountains, that's for sure. But this seems like a mountain to me. Just as that woman in the Bible touched your garment, Jesus, I ask for you to stop the flow of blood. It's not been going on for 12 years. I don't know how she stood it, but it has come back. So I ask for this healing.